Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we praise you, Lord, and we thank you for your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Lord, you know what has taken place throughout this weekend and throughout since around 2 o'clock this morning. People not praying as they should. People allowing the devil to control them and to act like Judases and not do what they're supposed to do. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And we praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love and grace. At the same time, Lord, we pray that you would have mercy upon us as we confess our sins of outright disobedience, even in this family, foolishness, rebelliousness, stubbornness, lying, dishonesty, deceit, bad attitudes, bad spirits. Everybody pray out loud, whether you want to or not, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit. I can't hear you. I cannot hear you. Everybody pray in a concert of prayer. I can't hear you, Daniqua. I cannot hear you, Daniqua Grace White. Louder. Yes, sir. Louder. Daniel Ezekiel, I can't hear you. In the back, I can't hear you. Daniel White III. Louder. Danae, I can't hear you. Danielle, I can't hear you. Wife, Rika White, I can't hear you. Everybody pray in a concert of prayer out loud. And pray responsibly at certain times. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy and grace upon us as we individually confess our sins, our failures and our faults, disobedience, stubbornness, pride, lying, dishonesty, deceit, acting like a Judas, and a betrayer of your work and of your people. And Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, for those who have committed these sins, as we from our hearts by your grace forgive those who have sinned against us. Everybody pray it out loud. Danica, pray it out loud. And Holy Father God, as we continue in prayer in the midst of deep satanic attack and demonic attack, I guess the devil is extremely mad at me this morning because of the things I preached on yesterday, exposing him to families around the world, helping them to realize that the devil is seeking every family to destroy it, because he knows that if he can destroy families, he can destroy the church, he thinks. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning that you would cast out the devil and his demons and his hosts and the satanic spirit of Judas. Did you send a thing? Spell it. I can't hear you. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even though the devil is attacking hard for some reason on this Monday, which he sometimes does, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would place upon us the whole armor of God. And I pray that those of us who are saved would receive the protection of the whole armor of God. And Lord, I pray that those of us who are saved would resist the devil, that he would flee from us. And Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and cast off the devil from every person of this family and of every Christian family and every church family. And Lord, we pray that you would hold him at bay and stop him and thwart his plans against us today. Surround us with your protection, a band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Thank you, Lord, for what has been accomplished as to the people who have been such a blessing to us today. And, Lord, it is only right. And, Lord, so help these people to realize that and to remember how many times we've sung the song, Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we ought to be joyful and cheerful and happy about it. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would truly lead us, guide us, and direct us in the path and in the way that you want us to go. Order our steps, and indeed, Lord, direct our ways throughout this morning, afternoon, and evening. Everybody pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ against the devil and the demonic Judas spirit that is unfortunately in some people. Out loud. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil is also mad because these are the last few days of 365 days of having this devotional each and every day. And the devil is also mad that even though some people don't act like it, everybody has voted unanimously that we continue this White House family devotion, even though it is very difficult for us to do for the benefit of others. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, crucify, Lord, our flesh afresh and anew this morning and fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed order our steps and direct our ways. Lord, we pray that you'll bless the meeting that will be happening here shortly. And, Lord, we pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his host from that. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you would let your will be done. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, and we thank you for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us down through the years. And we pray that you continue to bless us with those blessings. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cast all care upon you, For Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us, Lord, with your peace, the path of all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Holy Father God, we pray also today for all of my children and all of the children of people all around the world who, many children and families are being attacked by the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers that we can't see. And so, Holy Father God, that's one of the reasons why I know the devil is mad at me, and things that should appear simple and be simple with others, and which are simple to me, seem to be difficult for others to grasp and to do. And I know the devil is behind that. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your holy word that reminds us we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. If there is any kind of confusion, any kind of slowness, any kind of lethargy, any kind of hindrance going on, the devil is in the midst. The devil is behind it. And I thank you, Lord, that I am not ignorant of his devices. I pray that you would open the blinded eyes of those who are, so that they can see and do what they know they need to do, and do it cheerfully and joyfully. And Lord, I pray for my children that they would trust in you, love you back, fear you, obey you, and be faithful to you. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray then and only then that you would bless them with all of the salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical life, protection and provision blessings that you have in store for them. Lord, we cast all care upon you today. For Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace, the passeth of all understanding, and your joy unspeakable. And Holy Father God, we thank you that the U.S. Embassy is shining bright in the city of Jerusalem today. We thank you, Lord, for our president doing this great move and making this great move for your glory, praise, and honor. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the White House Family Devotions number 358. That's only about 6 days from 365 by the grace of God, and we give him the glory, the praise, and the honor. Join me in singing the doxology this morning, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. From whom all blessings flow, praise him, all creatures here below, praise him above, ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all on, blessings flow. Praise Him. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, all ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Billy Graham said, the Apostle Paul said, be not conformed to this world. These words cut like a sharp sword across our way of life. They have the tone of the battle call in them, do they not? They separate the weak from the strong, but they are words of inspiration, and we need to hear them today. And let's hear that word one more time. Let's hear that word that Dr. Billy Graham brought out here today. Be not conformed to this world. Amen, somebody. Let's make a beeline to the family verses. And today I am just going to read the family verses as I have a meeting this morning, and we're taking care of some very important business regarding the ministry and the work of the ministry today, and we've been working on it since 2 o'clock this morning, and we're not done yet, and then we have a meeting, and so we're looking forward to that. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 12 and 13, the Bible reads, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. I believe God is getting ready to do something great with our ministry again, because normally he does something extra special. The devil kicks up his heel, so to speak, and fight against us even more, and there are strange things happening, but I am not ignorant of the devil's devices, and I hope that you're not either. And we're going to pray for the family and move on to the our Bible reading for today. I'll share more on this passage again, Lord willing, on tomorrow when I have more time. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, protect every family, every Christian family especially, every Christian family of the household of faith. And we pray for every family that is lost and on their way to hell, that your Holy Spirit will not give them rest until they come to know you as Savior. And Lord, place upon us all the whole arm of God. Thank you, Lord, for all of the great days you've given us and all of the blessings you've bestowed upon us. We give you the glory. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional passage for today is Psalm 140, 1 through 3. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent, adders. Poison is under their lips. Selah. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word this morning. Hide it in our hearts. And indeed, Lord, your holy word is a prayer. And we have prayed it. Please hear and answer our prayers and bless us exceedingly abundantly, as you have in days gone by, above all that we should ask or think. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor. My life has already been blessed like that, far beyond what I have ever asked or thought. And Lord, you know it, and I know it, and anybody who knows me knows it. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, because you are the kind, you are the God who is just like that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. We thank you for your holy word. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pray over the estates, the family estate, the clergy estate, the church estate, rather, and the government estate, the people, citizens estate, the press, times two, the old press and the new press estates, and we pray for them all. And Holy Father God, for they all dovetail together. Without the family, there will be no church. Without the church, without the people, there will be no need for government. And there will be no need for the media to hold people responsible who are in leadership. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical life, protection and provision blessings upon everybody in the Christian family. And we pray for the salvation for those who are lost in unbelieving families. And Lord, we pray for genuine revival in your church. We pray, Lord, for an awakening in the government and in the country. And it seems as though that is afoot. And Lord, we pray that you lead, guide, and direct our governmental leaders in the way that they should go. And have your Holy Spirit to not give them rest until they come to know your Savior, if they are not saved. We also pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the citizens. Help them to hear the gospel and be saved, as we pray for over 3 million souls to be saved through this ministry alone, 3 million Christians to be revived through this ministry alone, and $3 million to come in to aid those who are asking for help. And we pray for the media to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help them. And so, Holy Father God, we pray for the tragic calamities happening around the world. Lord, you know all about them. Comfort the people who are suffering, as only you can. We pray for all of the people who have sent in prayer requests. Hear and answer their prayers and our prayers, Lord, for them, and deliver them from their troubles. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of the people who have gotten saved through the ministry and those who have rededicated their life through the ministry around the globe. And Lord, I thank you for the impact that you've allowed us to have. And Lord, we notice that we are having an impact because of a certain newsletter that has come in. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for using such a wretch like me and to preach your holy gospel. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the people who have gotten saved through the ministry, all who have rededicated their life through the ministry. Lord, you know all about it, and I pray that they would grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. And Holy Father God, we commit all of these souls into your hands and our souls as well. Let your will be done. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading for today is titled Live Live Creatively for Christ by Dr. Billy Graham. John 13:13 says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Now, I have never read many of Dr. Billy Graham's devotionals, but like the great devotionals of the past, I thank God that Dr. Billy Graham understood the importance of starting with the Word of God. We have some people who think their thoughts are so important, they put theirs first and then try to throw in a little sprinkling of the Word of God. But I like it when a preacher starts with the Word of God, for that's where we should start. Living creatively for Christ in the home is the acid test for any Christian man or woman. It is far easier to live an excellent life among your friends, everybody, when you are putting your best foot forward and you're smiling and grinning because you're with your friends, you hypocrite. Putting forth our best foot forward and are conscious of public opinion than it is to live for Christ in your home. I am so thankful to the Lord that Dr. Graham is dealing with this issue and has dealt with it. Your own family circle knows whether Christ lives in you and through you because they can see right through you, if you will. If you are a true Christian, you will not give way at home to bad temper, impatience, bad attitudes, bad spirits, being a Judas, and always trying to hinder God's work. Fault-finding, sarcasm, unkindness, suspicion, selfishness, meanness, or laziness. Instead, you will reveal through your daily life the fruit of the Spirit every day, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and all the other Christian virtues which round out a Christ-like personality. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, what an important devotional, and what a great time together today around prayer and your holy word, even though we have to move a little bit quicker today. And Lord, I do pray that you'll bless that meeting, and Lord, have it all to go the way you want it to go. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that all of the people who are participating around the world would be encouraged by your holy word. And we pray for the salvation of those who are lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend who happened upon us today and you're not a Christian, if you want to be a Christian, just understand that you are a sinner, and because of your sin, you're on the way to a devil's hell, and you will spend eternity there if you don't trust Christ as Savior. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, saved from hell. The Bible also says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is in hell, but have everlasting life. If you want to get a little view of hell, just go to CNN, one of your news outlets, and look at the lava coming out of hell. The Bible talks about a lake of fire. You may have heard about the lava lake or the lake of fire that has gone down below sea level, that may cause a major explosion and volcano eruption here shortly. I believe that ought to prove to you that the Bible is true, that there is a lake of fire somewhere. When you got fire moving like a river, that's a serious matter. You don't want to go there. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The Bible says, pray and ask him to save you, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose again. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall we pray? Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I realize that I am a sinner and that I deserve hell because of the sins that I have committed. My lying, my lust, my stealing, and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. And Holy Father God, fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent, to turn from my old and sinful ways, and to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior this morning, and you prayed that prayer and meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the word of God, you are now saved from hell and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information, to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.